The Australian Cyber Security Centre has revealed new details about a devastating hack of the Bureau of Meteorology. It reveals that the Bureau's computer systems were so badly infiltrated that evidence suggests that all passwords used on the network were compromised. Experts from Defence's Signals Directorate discovered file servers contained malicious software and ransomware. The report puts the blame on an unspecified foreign intelligence service, but the government has again refused to say which country was responsible. Will Ockenden has the story.
When the Australian Signals Directorate detected suspicious activity on two computers at the Weather Bureau, it's unlikely they knew at the time how deep that cyber intrusion was. The 2016 Cyber Security Centre report has found that when computer security experts from Defence investigated what was happening at the Bureau, they found a network littered with problems. Evidence of state-sponsored cyber adversaries was everywhere, and signs pointed to foreign intelligence services. The hack on the Bureau is just one of many high-level examples.
Cyber espionage is alive and well.
That's Dan Tehan, the Minister assisting the Prime Minister for Cyber Security.
We have to make sure that we're taking all the steps necessary to keep us safe.
But for a report that's big on warnings and possibilities,
the threat is there. The threat is real.
The 2016 Australian Cyber Security Centre report contains little in the way of specific concrete information about both successful and unsuccessful hacking attempts. While it lays out the usual threats of clever, digitally savvy organised crime and nation-state cyber espionage, and while it raises the possibility of cyber terrorism, it doesn't go beneath the surface. The threats are real, but IT security experts have long known what they're up against.
Cyber security is something that we as a nation have to take very seriously, as a government, as business, and as individuals.
This is the second annual report from the Australian Cyber Security Centre, and the point of it is to lay out, in broad terms at least, the digital threats facing Australian business and government. But the threats it lays out are mostly nothing new. They include phishing, ransomware attacks, Microsoft Office macros, and denial of service extortion.
And what we want to do is continue to be more transparent about what is going on in this area, and that's what this report is about. It's forward-leaning in terms of what is the threat that we face and being transparent about that.
But that transparency only goes so far. While the government is open to admitting that government organisations like the Bureau of Meteorology have been successfully hacked, they won't say publicly who they think is responsible. Alistair McGibbon is the Special Advisor to the Prime Minister on cybersecurity.
The idea of going to the public and saying that a very trusted, competent government agency had its computer systems compromised by a foreign intelligence service is to illustrate to the Australian public that there are indeed threats offshore. Those threats come from nation states, in this case a foreign intelligence service. Those threats come from criminals. Those threats come from issue-motivated groups.
In August, Four Corners revealed that intelligence sources say that it was China behind the attack, which Beijing continues to deny. And the program reported that the true targets of the Bureau hack may have been the Australian Geospatial Intelligence Organisation or the Air Force's high-tech radar systems. But when Dan Tehan was asked this morning who was responsible for the attack...
We don't narrow it down to specific countries, and we do that deliberately.
When the government says they don't narrow it down to specific countries, what they mean is they do know, but they don't tell the public. The proof of that is in today's Cyber Security Centre report, which says, depending on the seriousness of the nature of the incident, the government has developed the capability to attribute malicious cyber activity in a timely manner to several levels of granularity. The report goes on to say that this can range from the broad category of adversary through to specific state and individuals. It does this, says the report, via the combined efforts of the intelligence community, law enforcement, foreign partners, and other relationships. In other words, spies from both Australia and our allies know, either via their own cyber intrusions or other signals intelligence, what's going on. So we get the what has happened, but we're just not told the why or the who.
Will Ockenden with that report.